Blog Talk Radio.
Brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. This is war, not the answer. For only love can conquer hate. You know we've got to find a way to bring some love and kiss here today. Oh, picket lines and picket signs. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
Christmas morning, the day that they say that Jesus was born, you are on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. While I'm waiting for the co-producers to come in, I would like my dear brother Clarence M. Allen, our co-producer on the show, to give none other than Professor Reams a call and Talana a call, hallelujah, and Cousin B a call, and see if we can get them all on this Christmas morning so that we can have a wonderful, beautiful, full show of some very interesting information that I think you'll be very interested in hearing this morning live on this wonderful Christmas morning. I know some people are opening up presents right now. Some people are cooking right now. Some people are traveling on the highway with food in the backseat. Some people are flying across the country right now. We chose to stay at home and do Christmas at home this year. You know, it's good to get out, but this time we didn't want to get into traffic and do all that kind of stuff. We just want to stay home and going to have a few family members over, have some dinner, and just praise God from whom all blessings flow on this wonderful birth of Jesus Christ. That's what it's really all about, the birth of Jesus. Not about the Christmas tree, the Christmas lights, the presents, and all that kind of stuff. Good morning, Mary. Merry Christmas to you, Mary. And everybody that's coming on this morning, thank you for coming on. Merry Christmas to you. I want to tell you, it's been some crazy stuff going on before Christmas. I mean, the highways have been full of cars, and I saw this movie, and I want to talk to you about this movie. If you haven't seen it on Netflix yet, you have to see this movie. It's called Leave the World Behind. Leave the World Behind. Is that the name of it? Leave the World Behind? And you got to see this movie. It's on Netflix. I promise you, if you see this movie, you're going to know what's getting ready to happen in the future. I mean, the very, very near future. The movie was so, I mean, it's not funny. It's not a joke. It is serious with a capital S, serious. And it is a movie that will open your eyes and wake you up. You know, me and the wife, we watched the movie over dinner, and I could hardly eat my food looking at this movie because it was so intriguing, and you never knew what was going to happen from one moment to the next. But it's called Leave the World Behind, and it'll wake you up. And that's one of the topics on our show about what's going to happen in the very near future, because there's some people out there who know what's going to happen and we don't know what's going to happen. Of course not, but we don't know what's going to happen. But thank you. We have a general idea of what could happen in the very, very near future. So this is really serious. Well, you're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. So if you want to listen to us on your iPhone or your Android, whatever kind of phone you have, you just go to Eddie Justice Jones Jr. Facebook Live, or Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Instagram Live. Either one, you can see me right now live. And please tag 10 people and tell 10 other people to come on. And I remember mornings like this a long time ago when I was a kid, and they had this, you know, we got a pair of skates and a skateboard, but the skateboards and the skates weren't nothing like the ones they have now. I mean, they have skates now that are just unbelievable. It's almost like you're rolling on some Cadillac wheels or something. They're so smooth and nice. And I'm just excited this morning. I'm just grateful this morning to see another Christmas. I'm not going to tell you how old I am, but you should know that, yes, that's how old I am, exactly. You guessed it right there. But I'm just grateful to God to be here. And I do want joy and love and happiness to be spread around the world right now on this wonderful birth of Jesus Christ. And, you know, when I think about it, I get a little emotional when I think about the war going on in Ukraine, the war going on in Israel and the Gaza Strip, and all the kids who, instead of getting presents right now and everything, they're fighting for their lives. I get emotional about that because it really touches my heart. Because, see, here we are over here in America opening up gifts. And Marcella, good morning, Marcella. Good morning, Brother Kevin D. Happy Merry Christmas to you and a wonderful Happy New Year. Now, look, okay, now that you guys are on, I'm telling you, you've got to see this movie called Leave the World Behind on Netflix. If you haven't seen that movie yet, you're missing one of the best movies of 2023 going into 2024. Leave the World Behind is on Netflix. And when you see it, make sure you have some popcorn and a soda and, you know, whatever you like for snacks, you know, your Kit Kat bars or your Reese's Peanut Butter Cup or whatever. This movie will leave you thinking. about what's going to happen in the very near future. So watch Leave the World Behind. Write it down on Netflix. You should. Matter of fact, it's a good day to watch it with your whole family. Just put it on the big screen and everybody gather around after they open their gifts and get their plates and everything. And just everybody sit down and watch Leave the World Behind. I promise you. I promise you. Hey, Vera. Hey, Vera, call into the show. Call in, Vera. If you want to call in, it's 646-787-8064. Good morning. Hey, Lita from Dorsey High School. Good morning on Netflix. How are you? Praise the Lord, from whom all blessings flow. I'm just so grateful that people realize that this is the birth of Jesus Christ and not just about a Christmas tree and lights and gifts up under the tree. No, it's about Jesus being born. It's about the birth of Christ. That's what it's really all about. It's not about the other stuff, okay? So just want to clarify that. And I was a little emotional. Like I said, I got emotional because when I think about the Gaza Strip and Israel and the war going on and stuff, and I think about the war going on with Russia and all that, and Ukraine, and all those kids over there, and women and kids that are suffering and being shot, and who knows what's going on. That brings tears to my eyes. Because in America, like I said, we got it going real easy. We can go in the living room and start opening up gifts and you know, and whatever, and eating all turkey, dressing, ham, greens, cornbread, mac and cheese, and the whole 10 yards, and they're over there fighting for their lives. Wow. I mean, I love people, you know what I mean? And it doesn't matter what color, race, creed, or color, everybody is going through something right now. Even if you're in your house opening up gifts, tomorrow is another day. You got to start all over again. And as we count down to the beginning of the new year, that's right, New Year's morning we have a show, just like we do on Christmas morning. And I thank God for everybody that's here. You know, I'm praying for better change. But let me tell you something. I want to give you some news, and you get ready for it. There's going to be hundreds, if not thousands, of people being laid off from their jobs. There's a recession coming to the United States of America. If you haven't been paying attention to the politics, please, please, please start paying attention, because a recession is coming, and this has already been set up. You know, a lot of people that work for the unemployment office is going to be working overtime, because there's going to be a lot of people on unemployment, and it's going to crash the system. That's right. I've been reading about it. They've been talking about it. They've been telling people that a recession is coming, and a lot of people don't want to believe that a recession is coming. Amen. Amen. What's up, Zubiter Zero? Thank you for joining us. You're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show. If you want to call into the show, dial 646-787-8064. 646-787-8064. Okay? And press 1. It'll put you on the queue. I see Brother Clarence in. Let's get him in on the show. Remember the movie that I told you to see. Don't forget, Leave the World Behind. It's on Netflix. And just for a second, I want to talk about something that's really bothering me, too. We know what happened to R. Kelly. We know that they say Jay-Z has something to do with it. We know what's been happening lately to P. Diddy. Now, when I say P. Diddy, I want you to also remember, hey, Vera, I see you in the queue. I'm going to get you in. Let's see if we can get Professor Reams in and Talana in. I want to say this. Everybody knows that P. Diddy just paid out a whole lot of money to his ex-girlfriend. And now all these people are coming out the woodwork after P. Diddy, including the young man that played on, what's the name of that series that came on? I forgot the name. I'll think of it in a little bit. But anyway, it was a musical. Taraji P. Henson was in it. Terrence Howard was in it. And it was a good show. It was a good show. Anyway, one of the young men that was on the show, the one that played their son, that was a singer on the show, now he's coming out saying that P. Diddy messed up his career, him and Will Smith. And to me, this stuff is getting ridiculous. I mean, it was Bill Cosby, Will Smith. And, I mean, people are coming out. Ice Cube came out and started talking about it. Mary J. Blige came out and started talking about it. We know that Death Row Records, their ex-owner, he came out and started talking about it. Everybody's talking about this stuff. So this is what I feel about it. Guess what? When people come up dead, when you're P. Diddy and all your artists are coming up dead, beat out of their money, whoever, you know, Heavy D and all the ones that died, including his kid's mother, Kim, who suddenly just passed away, just died out of nowhere. And he had insurance on her and he got paid big time. And she was just about to release a tell-all book on P. Diddy and his relationship with certain people that was in the industry. And right before her book was about to be released, she suddenly came up dead. It is something that bothered me a whole lot. And then don't forget Al B. Sure's son was kind of like raised by P. Diddy because that was Kim's son by Al B. Sure. All of a sudden, Al B. Sure is about to release his tell-all book. Next thing you know, he's in the hospital in critical condition and can't even move. Okay? So something's going on, but whatever is in the dark, God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, we can't, you know, whatever's going to happen to P. Diddy is between him and God. But, you know, things are going down, so let's pay attention. So much for that. And one more time, for those who didn't get it, I want to say this to you one more time. And first of all, I want to bless everybody in Marcella's family. Tell everybody I said hello. And Merry Christmas to everybody. Kevin D. Galas, Susan Miller Dorsey High School. Lita from Susan Miller Dorsey High School. Zupiter Zero from wherever you are. God bless you and thank you for joining us. And everybody on Facebook and everybody on Instagram live, God bless you. Happy holidays. And as we count down to the new year, we're going to talk in a little while about a couple of things, but I want you to know, I'm going to say the word of the week. The word of the week, and you need to write it down. The word of the week is gracious. I don't know about you, but I'm grateful and I'm gracious to be here in the house in the name of Jesus. Our scripture of the week is Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, and it reads, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen." Amen. Let me paraphrase that. I always do it. Let me paraphrase that. It says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen." So can you see the air that you breathe? No, but it keeps you alive. Can you see God? No, but he's always there. So the word of the week is gracious. The scripture of the week is Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen." With that being said, let's bring in Clarence M. Allen. Good morning, Brother Clarence M. Allen. Welcome to the show. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Pastor Eddie. Good morning to the panelists who are coming on, but especially good morning to our wonderful listeners out there. I want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas, a wonderful new year to come, and, you know, I'm just grateful to be on this show every Monday morning, the world's greatest Monday morning talk show, the Eddie Justice Jones radio show. Pastor Eddie,
thank you
for having me once again.
Man, you're welcome, my brother. Welcome, 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 Brother Clarence. And were we able to reach out to Professor Reams?
I did contact Professor Reams. Cousin V says she'll be on in an hour. Granny V says she'll be listening in. And I didn't get contact with Talana, but, you know, I love you all, so I did the contacting.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God from whom my blessings flow. Amen. Okay, praise God. Let's go to Vera Jones. Good morning, Vera Jones. Are you there? Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Good morning, Eddie. Merry, gracious Christmas. Happy New Year. Happy Lanza, to you, the co-host, and every single person that's listening out there. And today I hope that you and your loved ones have the most gracious day for 2024.
Amen. And, amen, Brother Clarence. You hear that? Go ahead, Vera. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay, I'll just be on like about 15 more minutes, and I will be traveling. So I will be listening in.
Amen, amen. So,
good morning, Merry Christmas.
Good morning, the regulator.
Now let's get Talana Jones in. Good morning, Talana. Merry Christmas. Welcome to the show. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Dad. Merry Christmas. And good morning to my butterfly, Dr. Granny B, and good morning, Clarence, our regulator. To everybody from In the Mist, to Pastor Ramsey and Chief Apostle Curry, to everybody on Facebook, God bless you guys. I wish you all a very happy and Merry Christmas.
Amen, amen. Praise God. All blessings.
Good morning.
Okay. Now, wait, hold on. Professor Reams, good morning, Professor Reams. Welcome to the show. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Pastor. Pastor Jones, to Talana, to the regulator, and to Dr. Granny V, and to everyone, good morning. Merry, Merry Christmas, and I hope that we all have a happy 2024. So I wanted to just call in and, you know, join with my other family and just answer any questions before we jump into our little celebration this morning. So good morning, everyone. Good morning. And I hope that God has been wonderful to everyone on this blessed day.
Amen. Everybody say good morning to everybody.
Professor Reams. Merry Christmas.
Good Christmas, Professor Reams.
What a show we have for you this morning. I want to jump right in. I want to jump right in on our first topic. But before I jump in on the topic, I want to say this one more time. There's a movie on Netflix called Leave the World Behind. You have to see that movie, Leave the World Behind, on Netflix. Write it down. It's a beautiful, wonderful Christmas movie that's going to tell you what's going to happen in the very near future. I'm not going to tell you about the movie. All I'm going to say is if you miss this movie, you're going to miss what's going to happen in the future. With that being said, I want to go to our first topic, Our first topic is, what's happening for all the elites building underground bunkers? What do they know that we don't know about the apocalypse? Listen to it again. This is our first topic. This is going to be deeper than the ocean, higher than the mountains, swifter than the rivers. This is a civil rights issue right now, because if you don't have a bunker or a shelter and they drop a nuclear weapon on the United States of America, where are you going? Where is your shelter going to be? Because these bunkers that they're building now, that they already have, like Mark Zuckerberg has a 100-something million bunker underground that can take care of Facebook, his family, and his very close engineers and developers who make Facebook what it is. He's not going to let his money get messed up. Neither is the guy that owns Amazon either. They're all building bunkers. They already have bunkers. Microsoft, Mr. Gates, B. Gates, he has a bunker. This is a very important topic. If you're not up on it already, today you will get the news on what's really going on. I see you, Brother Hudson, all the way from Texas. I see you, Cousin V, all the way from Florida. I see you, Rob, Sheila Timberlake from Dorsey High School. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Sheila Timberlake. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Sheila Timberlake. Let's give her a big hand. Everybody, let's give her a big hand.
Happy birthday, Sheila.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Sheila.
Yeah. Merry Christmas, Brother James.
Have an amazing birthday celebration, Sheila.
Amen, amen, amen. Brother James Hudson, Merry Christmas to you and everybody out there. And as I said earlier, before we go into our topic, I said there's a lot of people, there's a war going on in Ukraine, there's a war going on in the Gaza Strip. Those kids over there are not opening gifts today, amen? They're fighting for their lives. So, you know, I got teared up earlier just talking about it, because here we are sitting in America, we can throw food away. We got grocery stores and restaurants throwing thousands of pounds of food away each and every day, and they're over there fighting to get a bowl of soup. So think outside the box today and pray for those who are in those wars right now, men, women, and children, innocent people being killed each and every day over God. This war that's been going on in Israel has been going on before we were born. And I don't want to get too deep in it because it's deeper than the ocean, higher than the mountains, swifter than the rivers. But think outside the box. Look around at your family right now and look at all that food cooking on the stove. And you know, like right now, I've got some sweet potato pies downstairs and nobody ain't getting a slice for me. It's just a little joke. But I'm happy that, you know, we can go downstairs and pile our plate up with food. And we don't, right now, we don't have to worry. But let me tell you something. Something is coming. Something is coming. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Because when it gets here, if you're not ready, you're going to be, wow. Now, when I say stock up on the water, I'm not playing. When I say stock up on your canned goods, I'm serious. When I'm saying make sure you have candles, batteries, flashlights, a wind-up radio, because when the radios and cell phone system gets shut down, I don't care if it's 5G or 129Gs. When the government shuts down your phones, nobody can use the phone except for the ones who have the stuff to use phones, okay? And that will be the elite. The rich and very rich famous will have everything they need, okay? So James, Brother James Hudson said, praying for all innocent people who has nothing to do with the war. Amen. That's what I'm talking about. That's what makes me get emotional. That's why I keep wiping my eyes, because we're in the United States of America, we're protected. We have, but guess what? The same thing that happened to Hiroshima, same thing that happened to other countries in the Middle East that we have bombed, it can happen right here, just like 9/11. All I'm saying is preparation is extremely, very important. With that being said, I want to go to, our first topic is what's happening for all the elites building underground bunkers? What do they know that we don't about the apocalypse? Now, with that being said, we're going to go to Professor Reams, but Vera says she's going to be on the show another 15 minutes, so I want to make sure I give her some good time, but I want to read this to you. Mark Zuckerberg has a $140 million bunker. If you haven't seen it, you can Google it and look it up for yourself. He knows something that we don't. The guy that owns Amazon, he knows something that we don't. I can name some other very rich people that have bunkers that have been built for at least over 5 years. Now, Mark Zuckerberg built his bunker in Hawaii. Now, this is so strange about Hawaii. When they had this major fire in Hawaii, if you did not know, there's about thousands of cars in a row. All of a sudden, the military police blocked off that road, and all of a sudden, some sort of light came out of nowhere, which they say they have this laser that they're using. And all those people, like, you know, when a fire comes, you can get out of your car and you can run. All of a sudden, this thing blinks in the sky, and everybody in those cars were incinerated. Imagine it being over 1,000 cars in a line trying to get out of there. And all of a sudden, they're all incinerated in their vehicles without moving. And then 2,000 children are missing. Okay, just, you know, I want you to ponder that. With that being said, now all of a sudden, Mark Zuckerberg built a bunker in Hawaii in the same area where that took place. Okay, so the question, how many people were sacrificed? My God. For Mark Zuckerberg to build his bunker in Hawaii? And did they use that military laser to obliterate human lives in Hawaii? And then the builders, the real estate agents, they wanted to jump right in and just start you know, building like everything is, and the people were like, hold up, wait a minute. And even the mayor of the city, he didn't even alert the people, and they had an alert system to tell the people what was going on, and he didn't do his job. So, they fired him. But firing him was not enough. I hope they're suing him for not doing his job and for all those people that have lost their lives in Hawaii. And then all of a sudden, the rich and elite famous jump in and build a $140 million bunker? I wonder if he bought Hawaii. Well, anyway, that's another topic. So with that being said, we're going to elaborate on that a little bit. I want to go right to Professor Reams, who knows a lot about a lot of things. He's a real professor. We're honored to have him on this morning and everyone on the show. Let's go to Professor Reams. Professor Reams, what's going on with all the elite rich people buying up bunkers all over the United States? And they say that something's coming that they know about that we don't know about. What's coming, Professor Reams? What's going on? Go right ahead. Take the floor.
Thank you, Pastor Jones. One of the situations is that we have had this survivalism for quite some time with the beginning of the nuclear bomb from the 1930s to 1950s, whenever there was war or some major complication. So this their attitude is nothing new. It's more generational, where as people get more money and get more power, they're going to figure out a way of how to survive in some way, shape, or form. So what
wow.
is being known right – there was even a outright program on cable called Doomsday Preppers, where not only are the elites doing it, but a number of people who have means have been trying to find locations in the middle, like in Wyoming or Montana or so, and putting them there and having open drills to try to leave the country or leave the city to go to their safe bunker. And you have had manufacturers for many years who have been doing this, who have been under secrecy by everyone from Jay-Z all the way up to all the other wealthy elites, that they are not to say anything about their bunker or whatever it is. Otherwise, they are threatened to the inch of their lives. So this has been a process for years. But what is probably elevating this is because of the fact that you have the situation in Ukraine where – as things deteriorate for Russia, there has been talk of using nuclear bombs. And or if there's a slip, then something could escalate into a nuclear war. The other thing is that you have China and the tension between the United States and China and the issues of war that may be coming soon. Plus, you then have the situation in the Gaza Strip where under those circumstances, the United States is doing everything it can to keep Jordan and from Egypt from entering into the war, causing a regional complication overall. So these three issues are what's causing the biggest fear that's going on within the masses, because they're fearful of what might happen coming forth. We've had a prelude to that with the pandemic, of which then this is going to be a worldwide pandemic when it's going to come through. Now, of course, there's always the fear of an asteroid strike. But whatever it is, the combination of the most immediate thing that's going on is whether or what is going to happen with these wars and whether it's going to, go down to an all-out confrontation between two superpowers. So it's no surprise that they'll find a remote location because, again, even the government, FEMA, has underground bunkers, which are 2 miles under the different locations, so that a small faction of the government, including the president, can live there indefinitely for the next 2, 3, maybe even 20, 40 years, and it's nuclear powered. So,
wow.
So what they're doing is just recreating what FEMA has already developed, and a sort of like a Noah's Ark. Because the Noah's Ark part of it is somewhere in the Netherlands, where they have examples of human DNA, animals, parts, and things like that. So should there be a problem and the whole world gets wiped out and a few survivors, they can start all over again. So this has been a massive plan in case that asteroid, nuclear war, or pandemic would wipe off humanity as we speak. So I yield back to you because I know that Dr. Granny V wants to, has only a few minutes to be with us. But this is the state of affairs right now. They know all this is possible, so they're taking every precaution. Now, whether they're going to cause this or not, this is why we have to, again, stay at the table and not be on the menu. So I yield back to you, Pastor Jones.
Thank you, Professor Reams. That was, thank you so much. You're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. We're talking about a very, very sensitive topic right now. They're building these multi-million dollar bunkers, and if you see them, you're not going to believe them. They're immaculate. It's just a home up underground. It has lead. They have weapons. Mark Zuckerberg has 1,000 military robots, that humanoid robots, that are ready to go at a second's, at a moment's notice. If you don't, just read about it. It's out there. With that being said, we're going to hold off just for a moment so we can give Vera Jones on, a.k.a. Dr. Granny V. Hey, what's Charmelin and Tom? Hey, Charmelin, how are you? Charmelin from Dorsey High School, and happy birthday to Tiffany Noel. God bless you, and happy birthday to Tiffany Noel. And Charmelin, thank you for coming on. We're going to go to Vera Jones, who also went to Dorsey, and I went to Dorsey, and my brother Dennis, we all went to Dorsey. Eric went to Crenshaw. Vera went to Dorsey, and we're all Dorsey Dons, and we love the Dorsey Dons. But it's time for the health and wellness with Vera Jones. Vera Jones, please take the floor. We're going to come back to the bunker situation. Let's get some health and wellness for this wonderful Christmas day, because we're going to be eating our brownies and our pies and cakes and greens and cornbread and turkey and ham and corn on the cob and mashed potatoes and gravy and who knows what. And let me clap my hands because we got some food. Go ahead, Vera, take the floor. Give us health and wellness.
Okay, thank you, Eddie. So today will be very brief, but I just wanted to share a couple of nutrients, supplements that you can use. It's the end of the year and the beginning of a new one. So let's add a couple of these vitamins into our daily meal plan. Sometimes we feel that we can get all the nutrients from the foods that we eat, but no, we don't always. Because if we're not eating all the fruit groups every day, then we may be missing a couple of supplements. So the first one would be vitamin A, which is good for all of our glands, along with protecting our blood cells. The next would be B6, and that also is great for cell function, and it enhances every single gland that we have in our body. Next, it will be B12. Now, B12 helps regulate our blood cells, and we all need B12. Even if we're not able to take the B6, try and get some B12. The next would be vitamin C, which helps us repair tissue, because as we know, when our immune system is low, our tissue function in our body, it does not work properly. And it also protects all of our cells. The next would be vitamin E. And vitamin E is one that helps protect our circulation. And sometimes it helps with our skin as well. Because as we know, when it's colder season, sometimes our skin is flaky, a little dry. And vitamin E is great for the circulation as well. So that is my segment today for health and wellness.
Let's give her a big hand for health and wellness. All right.
Dr. Granny V.
Dr. Granny V's in the house. Woo-hoo.
I want to send a shout-out. Thank you, Minister Yolanda Warren, for joining us. Thank you, and Merry Christmas to you, too. Everybody say Merry Christmas to Yolanda and Charmelin Thompson. Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas.
Good morning, Yolanda
Merry
and
Christmas.
Charmelin.
Merry Christmas.
Now, thank you so much, Vera. I know you got to get on the highway. Give my love to everyone in the family. You're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. So glad that you're with us, Sharmilyn. So glad you're with us, Yolanda. Our word of the week. Now, I want to get this out to you again. Our word of the week was gracious. We should be so gracious because God gives us mercy and grace every day. But we should be gracious that we have a home, a roof over our head, clothes on our back, food to eat, a car to drive, a job to go to, and everything else that a lot of people over in Israel and the Gaza Strip do not have right now. In Russia, with the Ukrainian war, do not have right now. We have so much to be thankful for. And then I gave you our scripture of the week, which is Hebrews 11 and 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. I paraphrase it by saying, you can't see the air you breathe, but it keeps you alive. You cannot see God, he's always there. So Sharmilyn, and Yolanda, praise God from whom all blessings flow, and everybody who's on with us right now, thank you so very, very much for joining us on this wonderful, beautiful Christmas day, the birth of Christ. Not the Christmas tree, not the presents, but the birth of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Now, we're talking about our first topic. Our first topic is what's happening for all the elites building underground bunkers. What do they know that we don't know about the apocalypse? I'm telling you right now, there's going to be a recession. When the recession comes, a lot of people are going to be like, oh, it's just a recession. It'll pass over. No, a lot of people are going to be out of work. What happens when you get out of work? Then you got to get on unemployment. And I don't know if you guys know this or not, but the government has this new thing. You got to go through the county where they give you, it's either $800 to $1,500 a month of free money. And I think you get it for like a year or 2 years. I'm not sure. What they want to do is they want to flip everybody to depend on the government to get paid. They're already doing it in some countries already. They're bringing it to America. This digital currency stuff, all the stuff they're bringing to the table now, is if you're not up on it and you're not knowledgeable, you're going to be like left way behind trying to figure it out. And let me just say this, and you know it to be true. By the time that information gets to the African-American black community, they've already done it. It's already been done. So please wake up and smell the coffee because there's a new cup being brewed every second. That's all I'm saying to you right now on this show. That's all I'm saying to you right now. That's all we're saying to you. So not only Mark Zuckerberg, but a lot of people have built bunkers, a lot of rich people. So they have luxury bunkers where the super rich reportedly plan to save themselves from a future apocalypse. Okay, they're not talking about this on the news because they don't want you to know. That's why this is a civil rights issue, because everybody should have a right to be privy to the information about what's about to take place. And that's why the elite, the very rich and elite, they're not going to tell us what they already know is coming. They know what's about to go down. All right? Amen. Jason Ramsey, he's in recovery from surgery. Let's give him a big hand. Everybody shout out happy recovery to Jason Ramsey, Pastor Jason Ramsey.
Pastor
Amen.
Ramsey, get well.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
Pastor,
for your recovery, Pastor Ramsey.
So I'm bringing you some pertinent information this morning. Billionaires are prepping for doomsday and buying luxury bunkers. Futurology, Arthur Douglas Rushoff, write it down, Douglas Rushoff detailed his experience chatting with the five richest men in the world, how to prepare for an apocalypse. Now, these are the five most richest men in the world that already have multi-million dollar bunkers. They don't have to come up for years if they don't want to. They have cars underground. They got food stored underground. They got power that's ran off of nuclear power instead of Professor Ream said, they're not using solar panels. They're using nuclear power, which that's going to be the future. And all these electric cars, they're going to be helpless. They're going to be helpless if something takes place and they knock off all the satellites. Those cars are not going to work on the grid. And what are they going to do? They're going to go ballistic. So keep your gas car We all know that by 2035, they will be selling no more gas vehicles. If you didn't know, now you know. By 2035, they'll be selling no more gas vehicles. The only vehicles that will be on the road, I mean, that they'll be selling, will be electric vehicles. So if you have a gas vehicle, hold on to it and keep it in really good shape and store you some gas away. Because guess what? There's going to come a time in the near future. And they're going to do away with that. Well, with that being said, so when you think about people like Bill Gates and you know, the guy that owns Amazon and all those guys, all the guys that own different multi-billion dollar businesses, they already have their bunkers ready. We know what happened. We saw what happened in Hawaii. And some people still can't believe those people were incinerated by a super laser. If you don't know about the laser, go to DAPRA, D-A-P-R-A. DAPRA is a military company that makes robots, bombs, and all kinds of stuff, and lasers. Lasers are the future. No more bullets. Lasers are way faster than bullets. That means they can laser a bunker. They can laser anything. And they say that all those people in all those cars that were lined up, over 1,000 cars with their families in there, all of a sudden just incinerated in a matter of seconds. Because you and I both know that if it was a fire, we would have got out the car and ran. There's no way we would just sit there and go, okay, the fire's coming, we're going to burn up right now. No. Even on 9/11, those people were jumping out of those towers because the fire was so hot. Who wants to die by fire? Nobody. So they were jumping out of the building. They'd rather jump out the building and fall to their death than to get burned up alive, because nobody wants to do that. So imagine the power of these military lasers and what they can do. Amen. Sheila Timberlake said, good morning. Merry Christmas to you all. And I just had a birthday. And we just said happy birthday to you. Okay, we all said happy birthday, and we're going to say it one more time. Happy birthday to Sheila Timberlake. Happy birthday to Sister Noelle. Happy birthday. And everybody said, everybody one more time, say happy birthday to Sheila.
Happy birthday to Sheila.
Sheila.
Yolanda, happy birthday, Professor Reams, Clarence and Malin.
Happy birthday, Sheila.
Amen, amen. And we all want to wish you a happy birthday. Okay, with that being said, I want to go to Clarence and Malin about these bunkers, because this is getting serious, and a lot of people that just live a normal life and go to work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, have no idea what a bunker is and why you need a bunker. And if you just have a regular house, well, guess what? If an apocalypse takes place, and I want you to think about this, when we say lawlessness, and then all of a sudden the other law kicks in, martial law, and there's no police on the streets, and people just get together, a bunch of people with shotguns and rifles and machine guns, and they come to your house and take your generator, or come to your house and take your food, because lawlessness is kicked in. And if they turn the lights off, these are war plans. This is how you take over a bunch of people, and this is how you cause a civil war within the United States of America. When you turn off all the lights in a whole community, turn off all the electricity, and people got to fight for lights and get generators and water and food, these are different steps that they use to take over the country without ever sending the military in to do it. When by the time they send the military in, it's so far out of place, then they have a right because they call martial law, and then that's when they come in. And what do they do when they come in? Things that you wouldn't even believe. And they will shoot and kill looters. So all you smash and grab people that are smashing and grabbing right now, you better hurry up and stop doing it, because they got a special team that's out there to hit, smash and grab people. All these people doing these ludicrous shootings with these in the mall and all this, all that's going to come to an end. When they send the military in and they say shoot to kill, they're not going to be playing, and they're going to use the Americans against the Americans. And then you're going to have an underground team, and you're going to have the above ground team, and you're going to have the political stuff going on, and it's going to be a coup, and it's not going to be much that we can do. I'm not trying to make you afraid. I am trying to prepare you for what you are not knowledgeable of and that you need to study, study, read, 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 so that you can be applicable to what the plan is for the future, very near future, when we least expect it. So go out and watch the movie called Leave the World Behind on Netflix, and you'll see exactly, precisely what I'm talking about. With that being said, Clinton and Allen, take the floor. What's going on with these rich people building these bunkers, and what do they know about the apocalypse that we don't know? Go right ahead, Clinton and Allen.
Yes, before I jump right into that, so much was going through my mind when you and Professor Raines were elaborating on this underground bunker. And, you know, we touched on this 3.5 years ago when we had the pandemic. I think we did a segment on underground bunkers, but here we are again for even another reason. You know, there are many reasons that people build bunkers. One, for shelter in case of time of disaster. Some people build bunkers, you know, to store their weapons and to have for defense. And, you know, what just went through my mind was when I was in California, I was looking at those underground tunnels that Elon Musk was building and wanted to build a system for cars to connect and drive underground. So when we look at the elite building these bunkers, technology where they're able to tunnel and can travel from one bunker miles away to even another bunker,
yes,
you know, this is where we are at now. And
exactly.
And we don't know what they're doing. We just hear this now on the Eddie Jones radio show, you know, so I won't be surprised if we will see this topic that's coming in other media channels in the following days and weeks to come. And so when we look at this, I remember driving through Area 51 up in Nevada, and you don't see anything passing on that highway. Most of the stuff is underground. When we look at military control centers in the mountains of Colorado, and then, you know, when we speak of these elite, these billionaires, you know, they put the pandemic out because some of them think and believe that the world is too populated for them. So
mm-hmm.
if they want to get rid of the population, they have to have somewhere for their own safety. And they build these bunkers. And I mean, some of these bunkers are more elaborate and furnished than mansions of some of these millionaires can think of putting in their home. They have everything under there. And if there is a disaster, you cannot have a solar system to power that, because that can be a casualty in a mass destruction. So they have to have a underground power system. And so when we look at this, we all need to be prepared. You know, even if we don't have a bunker, we have to be prepared in case power go out, there's a food shortage, water cut off. So we all have to have something stored for ourselves for days, weeks, and maybe even some months to come. So this is a phenomenal topic that we should just be, you know, think about, be enlightened of, and even, you know, research again and take notice. So great topic, Pastor Eddie.
Thank you so much, Brother Clarence. Let's give him a hand. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Brother Clarence.
Thank you later.
Wow, that was deeper than the ocean, higher than the mountains, swifter than the rivers. I want to shout out Candace. Hey, Sister Candace, she's one of the greatest dancers ever. She has a show that she puts on. She's from Jamaica, and she brought the show to America. I want to shout out Randy Lamb, my cousin Randy. What's up, cousin Randy? Such a wonderful boy. I can't wait for the sports report, because we're going to find out what happened with Dallas and the Miami Dolphins. But we'll go to that later. Right now, we're talking about an apocalypse, And some people go like, what is an apocalypse? I don't know. A prophetic revelation, especially concerning a catalysm in which the forces of good permanently triumph over the forces of evil. Any revelation of or prophecy, any universal widespread destruction or disaster, the apocalypse of a nuclear war. So they're not going to tell you, oh, we're going to cause an apocalypse. But guess what? All the stuff you see going on right now, all this unlawlessness, all these shootings, by the way, this has something to do with this too. You're not going to believe this. For 2023 in the United States of America, 44,000 people were shot. If you didn't know, now you know. Look it up. Google it for yourself. In the United States of America alone, all these school shootings and all these random shootings at the mall, they just had one in Florida where one person was killed and one person was wounded, and they haven't, the guy is still out there on the street somewhere. Oh, Trinidad. Oh, thank you, Candace, for born in Trinidad and Tobago. Okay, we got it right, but I just wanted to shout you out on the show. So, 44,000 people were shot in the United States. Happy holidays to you too as well. And if you don't know, now you know, okay? These are gigantic numbers because weapons are out of control. They're in the wrong hands of people who don't need to have weapons. And, of course, they start shooting any and everywhere, no matter where they are. They do not care. So they just start shooting any and everywhere and anybody. That means men, women, children, boys, and girls. That's part of all of this ruckus that's going to call martial law over the United States of America. I know you guys are saying, whoa, this is deeper than, yes, it's deep, it's real. And that's why we're talking about it. And I want to go back. Let's see right here. Okay, so this is so important, you guys, and this is why I brought it to your attention. Let's go back here to Blog Talk. All right, before we do that, I want to go to Talana Jones, and I want to ask her how she feels about people preparing to go into their bunkers and not come out for maybe who knows how long, years at a time. They have food stored up. They have weapons stored up. They have ammunition stored up. They don't have to come up over ground. But this also makes you a target because when people find out you have a bunker and you're not coming up, but when you do come up, the people that are, the communities that are already there, they're going to want to be taking over people's stuff and stealing their generators and it's nuclear energy and copper and all that stuff, whatever they can get. If there's no water and no food, look what happened during Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans when they didn't have any water. People killed for water. Imagine going without water or food and how desperate you'll become to break in somebody's house or take what they have by any means necessary. Okay, Talana Jones, take the floor. What do you think about what's going on with building these, the rich people like Mark Zuckerberg over Facebook building bunkers, living underground with his family and everybody else if anything takes place? What does he know that we don't know? Go ahead, Talana Jones. Take the floor.
Thanks, Dad. I just kind of feel heavy about the situation. It just says to me that the powers that be obviously keep in the top secret classified information from us. I don't know, it's just to shield us or protect us, but the point is to stay prayed up and trust the process because God is always in control. And no matter what anybody or anything on this earth and planet can possibly do to us, God oversees anything. So I say to the billionaires who are protecting, I'm sure what I really feel is they're protecting themselves and their families and trying to shield them possibly from the danger that is coming. But nobody can be protected from what's coming. The only protection we actually have is God.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much. Hey, Darlene Billups, how are you? Welcome to the show. Talana, thank you so much. Let's give Talana a big hand for sharing. Well said, well said. Now, before we go off this topic, I want to go back to Professor Reams in a statement from our professor because this is really real. The bunkers are really real. people are storing up on their food. They're storing up on canned goods. They're storing up on water. They're storing up on gas, energy, batteries, nuclear, medication. Don't forget medication. This is for people who might be diabetic, have high blood pressure, heart, whatever. Store up your medication, because there will be a time where you won't be able to go to Savons or any pharmacy to get your medicine. If they shut down the streets and shut everything down, why do you think digital identification is coming into play? Because digital ID means that you can only go into your own sector. They're going to break these communities off into sectors. And if you don't know what a sector is, start reading about it. And when they build it into a sector and they make these 15-minute community where you live in a high-rise building, your job is in that high-rise building, your doctor's in that high-rise, everything that you need is 15 minutes away from where you are. That's what they're building now, 15-minute cities. And you will not have to leave your sector to go anywhere. So this is coming. And whether you believe it or not, it's almost here. So with that being said, let's go back to Professor Reams. Let's get some closing remarks on our topic. And our topic is, what's happening for all the elites building underground bunkers? What do they know that we don't know about the apocalypse? And all you got to do is look up Mark Zuckerberg and put his bunker, and everything's going to come up. And put the 10 most richest people in the world in their bunkers. And when you see these bunkers, they're living better than some people are living in their homes. Okay? Professor Reams, please take the floor. What's really going on with these bunkers?
Yes, thank you, Pastor Jones. Now, the one thing that we have to remember is that many of the billionaires and the wealthiest people can only plan for so much. They cannot anticipate how the good Lord is going to swing in and pull in some other aspects that they didn't plan for. So while they do have the elaborate bunkers or so, the one thing that they don't have is a way to, unless they're going to do this anytime soon, is to manufacture those items that they're storing up. Because once they start losing out on the basic amenities, they're no better than anyone else that has their other bunker, because they're just going to run out. So the thing that we have to take in consideration is that, yes, we do know this, and yes, we do know that people have the right to defend themselves and to protect themselves at all ends. But what we don't know is what sort of impact whatever they're is going to be protected from, because if it is a nuclear war and there is radiation, the radiation is still going to get into those bunkers in some way, shape, or form. If it's not the water, it's going to get through in some way that was not anticipated. So eventually, even though they have delayed the inevitable is going to take over at some point, because what will happen when they have to come out? They're not going to be able to grow this stuff because there's too much radiation. Or if their pandemic is still going on, they will need to somehow vent their nuclear power, because the radioactive waste, they still haven't done a good job in what they can do to get rid of it. So they could literally, part of it is going to save them. It could also be the part that kills them in the process, because they're used to having services and functions and us as the people to support whatever they're going to do by taking things out, by throwing things away, and by a process where the earth replenishes everything. They won't have that. And that will become apparent just within the first 6 to 8 months. So everyone, definitely let's stay prayed up. Let's make sure that we have what we have. But as Talana mentioned, we also need to make sure that we are steeped in God and working with him each and every day, because he is the Alpha and Omega, and we need to be as prepared. We're going to meet him halfway, but then he's going to have to carry the other part of it, because we didn't create any of this stuff. We're living off of his grace, as you've mentioned, and mercy, as is. And if it is deemed that this shall not continue on, it will not. So those are my closing thoughts on let's be well aware of it. But we can also stop it immediately by staying at the table, staying at the front line, and being very active, so that when we hear something like this, that we, the people together, can address this in some way, shape, or form. Not stop it, but address it so that we don't have to worry about a nuclear war or a pandemic or some of these other things in general, because we are actively involved trying to support life and the preciousness of life on the planet. So do not become complacent. Get active. Stay active, because, as Pastor Jones mentioned, you don't have to get ready if you're already ready. So I yield back to you, Pastor Jones.
Thank you so much, Professor Reams. Thank you so much. Wow, Professor Reams. You're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. How can Christians acquire a bunker? Amen. I'm glad you asked that question. And then also Darlene Billups. Welcome, Darlene. Welcome, Cousin V. Cousin V, call into the show right now, Cousin V. We see you on Facebook. Everybody say hello to Cousin V. Let's give her a hand.
Cousin V.
Oh, Cousin V.
We love you, Cousin V.
Good afternoon.
I cannot wait for the Christmas sports report. I want to find out. We already know what happened with Dallas, but I'm not going to tell you about the rest of the football teams. But anyway, let's go back to our topic. We're going to switch reels right now. We're going to go to into our second topic. You know, all I want to say is to you, if you can't build a bunker, at least get this, you know, store up your goods. Store up your canned goods. Candace from Candace said, hello, Cousin V. Everybody said, hi, Cousin V. Cousin V said, Merry Christmas to everybody. Everybody say Merry Christmas to her, too. Merry Christmas, Cousin V. And, you know,
Merry
you
Christmas, Cousin V.
Yes, hallelujah, praise God. We have a caller in the 786-714 area code. Let's go to that caller just for a moment. Good morning, caller in the 786-714 area code. Are you there?
Good morning. It's me, Cousin B. Merry
it's
Christmas.
It's Cousin B. Let's give her a big hand, Cousin B. All right.
Good morning, Cousin B. Woohoo.
Merry Christmas. Good morning, Cousin B.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas. Yes.
Merry Christmas. You, I heard Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer fell off the roof and he didn't fly. Is that true? And I heard I heard the Santa Claus was coming down the chimney. He got stuck because his stomach was too big, and somebody lit a fire and he blew all the chimney. Is that true? No. And of course, we left a brownie for Santa, and the brownie is still there. I had to go in and eat it because Santa got stuck in the chimney and blew. I don't know. Okay. And you know, I don't know how true it is, but I heard that Frosty the Snowman, he melted because it was 80 degrees outside. I don't know, but yeah. Remember, laughter is good and healthy. You know, if you're going through anything, sometimes we need to laugh. Hey, man, let's take a laugh break. Let's take a laugh break.
Yeah.
All right. We were on such a serious topic that we had to take a laugh. You know, Christmas is not, I mean, Christmas is a great time of the year. It's the birth of Jesus Christ. But let's not forget, you know, people have lost loved ones. And, you know, my heart goes out to anybody who has lost a loved one at this time of the year, whether it was a husband or a wife or a brother or a sister or a son or a daughter or a grandchild. My heart goes out to you. And that's why we did a show right before Christmas dealing with depression during the Christmas holidays and the New Year's holiday. We talked about that on the show. Brother James Hudson said, touching and agreeing, God's people will be protected. The favor of God is the greatest bunker of all. Do your part, and God will do his. Sister Darlene Billow said, as states have a basic obligation to protect our local citizens, as it matters how we ourselves are American people. Now listen to me very, very carefully. I agree with that 100%. And let me give you an example. The first bunker that was ever built, as we know in history, was built by Noah. When he built Noah's Ark, and God told him to build that, that was a bunker. And he took everything in by twos. Lions, tigers, and bears, oh wow. Snakes, ducks, birds, everything went in by twos into Noah's Ark. That was the first bunker ever built on the planet called Earth. Let's remember not to forget that. And let's remember that now these people, your money can't buy everything, okay? And Brother James Hudson just said it very clear. The best bunker you can ever have is God. Amen? And I preached about that on my show yesterday, that God, prayer changes things. That was what I preached on my sermon on the church yesterday. Prayer changes things. And I gave out several scriptures on prayer and how to pray, because God is our shelter. God is mighty in battle. God is. Amen. He's an on-time God. He's a wonderful God. God is the greatest. He's the light of all lights. So, yes, sir. I'm on that page 110%. Darlene said, we have a basic obligation to ensure adequate safety for our families. Yes, we do. And that's why you got to see the movie Leave the World Behind on Netflix. Write it down and see it with your family today. And you will see this movie and you will understand why I brought this topic up on the show today about bunkers and why they're building bunkers and why bunkers have been around a long time. But now they have more sophisticated, more elite bunkers, and they have robots. That's right. They don't have to go outside. They can send a robot to do everything they need to do. A robot can make it through the nuclear holocaust. The robot is not going to just lay down. He has no emotions. You don't have to feed him. And he's running on whatever he runs on, okay? We have to understand, Darlene said, we have to understand how we are positioned in America. Now, yes, that's what I want you to see. What level, where we are, because they're kicking the middle class out the box. There is no more middle class. There's just rich and poor. Okay? That's what it's coming to. You know, that's what it's coming to. Rich or poor. So get ready, get ready, get ready. We're going to switch reels now. We're going to get off that topic because we can go, the whole show can go on, you know, what's about to happen. Because when the recession and the depression comes, don't get depressed. Become idealistic. Create ideas to survive. Write down what you need to do to survive, because it is coming and it will come. Now, God is going to have the last word. And the reason why I'm sharing is because education and knowledge is power and wisdom. And when you have knowledge and power and wisdom, then you know how to make it applicable to what you need to do to defend yourself and your family, okay? Okay, so we're going to leave that right there. And now our next topic is, our second topic is wishing everyone a happy holiday and good. What was your unforgettable moment in 2023 you will never forget that changed your life? What was the most unforgettable moment in 2023 you will never forget that changed your life? I'm going to tell you an unforgettable moment that happened that changed my life that I will never forget. All those people, well, 2023 was, man, what a year it was. I mean, it was a lot of things that took place. The war in Israel between the Gaza Strip and what I saw on the news, that changed my life. What happened in Hawaii when Hawaii was incinerated by a laser, that changed my life. I can't even name how many school shootings took place in 2023 that affected me and changed my life. With that being said, I want to go to, Darlene said, we all have to understand the power and the unity of our people as Americans. That's right, because when the Holocaust does take place, we are going to have to galvanize together and we're going to need one another. And, you know, we are. And that's the only way we're going to survive. Sheila Timberlake said, have a good rest of your day and enjoy the blessings from God on this Christmas day. Much love. Much love to you too, Sheila, and everybody listening to the show. God bless you. Again, those are some of the things that took place. So I'm going to start off with Talana Jones. Talana Jones, what was an unforgettable moment that happened in 2023 that made you, hey, there's my granddaughter, Bea. Hey, Bea, love you. All the way out there in Northern California. Thank you for joining the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, and Merry Christmas to you. Talana, please take the floor. What was an unforgettable thing that happened in 2023 that you will remember never to forget?
There are so many that can go on this list. My dad is, I'm being honest. And I would say at the very top of the list is just the amount of change and pain that I've seen the world go through this
yeah.
year.
Wow. Okay, well,
and
thank
I
you very much. Well, thank you so much, Lon. Thank you for sharing that. Darlene Billups on Facebook Live said, we are not addressing the issue of mental illness and disorders. That's why we have a segment on our show every week called Mental Health and You. Matter of fact, Brother Clarence, can you call Aretha and see if she can call into the show and so we can make sure we get Mental Health and You. And let's see what time is. 10:15. We're going to talk about this, let everybody give out their opinion, and then we're going to go right into our regular segment. Hold on. Without further ado, let's go to Professor Reams. Professor Reams, what took place in 2023 that you will remember, never to forget, that changed your life forever? Go right ahead, Professor Reams.
With one thing about it with us professors is that we are involved in training so many students overall. And the number of successes of our students who were almost on the brink, where some were having food issues or homelessness or everything to that effect, and then seeing how we as a community, as a university, came together to resolve that issue was simply fantastic and phenomenal, to where we made it so that even the families were benefited, and we created new leaders that will go and try to help their communities. The other thing is coming together as a community dealing with the work I do with letter writing, phone banking, and texting and all those other things, which allowed at least within the state of Virginia and Wisconsin and even Ohio to do things that the experts thought would never happen and would allow for a stronger foundation for school systems to fight back against the wokeism that's been going on per what Florida has been doing. So that was definitely a life changer. But then also to see the growth in everyone on our show and the changes that we've had and how close we are as a family, it is always a life changer each week, because we hit topics that are going to change other people's lives on a weekly basis. And it's always an honor to be on the show, to be able to do that and have that opportunity to make a difference. With that, I yield back to you, Pastor Jones.
Wow, thank you so much, Professor Anderson. You know, I want you to know, thank you so much one more time. Yeah. I want to send a shout out to my granddaughter, Vaya. You know, she's a great, wonderful basketball player. I want you to know that your granddad is proud of you. GP is proud of you. Keep up the great work. I'm so glad that you're live with us right now to witness our show on Christmas, and we'll be here on New Year's Day. And on New Year's Day, we're gonna review what happened in 2023 in another way, with all the wonderful positive things that have transpired in 2023. Coming up in January, January the 1st, we're gonna talk about that. I wanna thank God. I wanna thank God. Hallelujah. Okay. For everything that has been transpiring, God is so good. I want you to keep focused on God. If you never reached out to God before, this is the best time for you to be reaching out to God right now. There's so many things that are coming up in the very near future that we're not prepared for, and they're not going to prepare you. They're not going to, but we will on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. We will give you every piece of information. We'll make sure that it's transparent information, that it's the real deal Holyfield, where there's no smoking guns on our show. We tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God. Everything that we talk about, we have analyzed and evaluated and read and studied to bring you up to the moment information. everything that I told you on the show today, everything we shared with you, you can go and research it for yourself, and you can find out for yourself, and you're going to say, wow, he was right. I don't want to be right. I want you to be right. I want you to be ready. I want you to have enough water. I want you to have enough food. I want you to have enough batteries. I want you to have enough flashlights. I want you to have enough of everything that you don't have to worry. Without further ado, Clarence and Allen, take the floor. What happened in 2023 that you will remember, never to forget, okay? And did you get a chance to reach out to Aretha? Go right ahead, Brother Clarence, take the floor.
Yes, she should be calling in, but several things that happened. We moved from California to Montana.
Yes.
And it was a blessing, you know, that's a move that will be forever lasting in my mind and heart. And today it's in the low 30s, but it's a beautiful day. The sun is shining and the mountains behind, I mean, with the snow caps, it's just beautiful scenery out here. It's a different lifestyle than in California, you know. It's not coming out the house and have to look around for your safety or the police and all those other elements that some of us have to be aware of. And then, you know, last month my wife, she had a stroke. So this will be something that will never be forgotten. But I tell you, God is so amazing. You know, his miracles, his goodness, his graciousness.
His
blessings, you know, is every day manifesting his power and his majestic beauty, and not just to her life, but also into others who are around her because of her mental health, her spiritual health, and even her physical health. And just about every day I see something different in her mobility, you know, and so that not only gives hope, that gives confirmation that the goodness of God is at work each and every day. And you know, it's just a beautiful thing. So, you know, every day and every week, every month, and even every year can be challenging. It's up for us, up to us, to get up to those challenges and handle them. Because everything that we need to get through them and overcome them, God has given to us. We just have to just recognize God or that supreme element for what it is, who it is, and allow that to manifest through us and do what we have to do as his children and conquer whatever it is. So, you know, yeah, there are many other things, but this has been a, you know, eye-opening and just a blessing year. Great topic, Pastor Eddie.
Thank you so much. Let's give Clarence a big hand. You know, we want to send a big shout-out to you, you know, with your wife having a stroke and everything. We want to send Eleanor our love from the show. Everybody, let's give a hand for Eleanor. Let's give her a big hand and let her know that we love her. Amen, amen. Now, we have our wonderful mental health specialist on the show that we miss so much. We're so glad to have her back. She recently lost a loved one, her brother. So, again, on the show, we all send our deepest condolences, and we care about you. We love you and your family. And let's give a big hand for Aretha Adams-Jones. Welcome, Aretha. Welcome back to the show. Amen. Give her a hand.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you, Pastor Eddie, and to you and your wife, and to all co-hosts and the listeners, well, those that support this awesome ministry. I just wanted to thank you so much for your prayers and condolences during this most difficult time. It's been tough for us, but God is true to his promises, and he promised that he would never leave us, he would never forsake us, And so we're just leaning and depending on him. And so I'm just thankful to be back with you guys, and because mental health awareness is so important. And I'm just, you know, I thank God for precious memories. I thank God for, you know, our beloved Michael, who has transitioned. But I know that he's better off. And so it's just nice to be with you, and whatever I can do to support you and the co-host and the listeners, I am here to support you. Amen. May God be praised. Thank you so much for welcoming me back. I thank God for you. Thanks so much.
Amen.
Dr. Rita.
Dr. Rita has spoken.
Thank you so much.
Dr. Rita. Merry Christmas, Amen. Dr. Rita.
Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas. You know, I, you know, remember you were talking about laughter, but I do have something serious. When you come on with your segment on mental health and you, can you please talk about, if you don't mind, how serious mental health is and how it's affecting so many people? I want to make sure we have some time for this, because this is very, very, very important. We have missed you on the show. We are so glad that you're back with your segment, Mental Health and You. Matter of fact, in a few minutes, we're going to start off with our Words of Wisdom with Talana Jones. And right after Words of Wisdom, we're going to go right into Mental Health and You. And we're going to take out a special time for our sports report. And then we have Regulate the Manual with Clarence M. Allen, Regulate the Manual. And then we're going to have the commentary by none other, and we have missed him too, Professor Reams. Professor Reams is a professor at a university. He's an amazing intellectual, intelligent individual that can give us pertinent information to, pertaining to so many different things. And so we are honored to have a great crew of people that all we are. We're a family. We're a family. And I'm emotional because, you know, I love you guys, and we love each other, and we are a family. And that's what the world needs to learn, how to be a family. So I'm going to give family a round of applause. Let's give family a round of applause. Amen, because it is hard to find family these days, amen, that are dedicated, unconditional, and true to what family really means. And my heart goes out to my cousin V, God, and all of our family members, especially the ones that we have lost. And it's a very sensitive time for each and every person who have lost someone at this time of the year during Christmas and New Year's. So this show is dedicated to anybody who lost a family member or a loved one, even out there with Brother Hudson, even out there with everybody that's on here. God bless you. God loves you. And the best is yet to come. Without further ado, Talana Jones, we're going to move off our topic. Oh, yeah, by the way. Don't forget, our word of the week was gracious. Our word of the week was gracious, if you didn't know. And grace and mercy, grace, has to do with being gracious for so many things. Our scripture of the week was Hebrews 11:1, and it reads, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen." In other words, don't lose the faith. Keep the faith. God is real. Amen. Talana Jones, take the floor. Give us words of wisdom on this Christmas day.
All right. Good morning again, everyone, and welcome to Words of Wisdom. Today will be very short, but I pray that it still reaches everyone. I hope you enjoy. Turn your frustration into satisfaction. Our best life is here, right now. We demand justice. Release all negative energy. Changing my perspective on everything life has to offer or give. Don't change the situation. Change your perspective. Thank you for letting me share words of wisdom. God bless everyone and Merry Christmas.
Right, man, we need those words of wisdom. Let them sink into the resonance of your heart and mind. We are going to talk about this on our next show. There were 9 children who are being charged as adults in Las Vegas over a student who pulled out a knife to threaten the other students, and he ended up getting beat so bad that he died. Now they're charging all those kids with murder. They're charging them as adults. 9 kids in the city of Las Vegas in the state of Nevada. We're going to catch up on that. We'll talk about that on our next show. But without further ado, it is time for Mental Health and You. Please, Aretha Adams Jones, with honor, take the floor. Give us Mental Health and You.
Okay, thank you so much for this opportunity. And once again, it's amazing to be back. And you know, as we close out this year, we are just so grateful and so thankful for so many things. But nothing compares to that the love that God showed mankind, and he gave us that perfect gift, that gift of love, his son, Jesus Christ. And I just want to say that Jesus cares about the whole person. He cares about the whole person. It's not just the physical. It's not just the spiritual, but he also cares about the mental. And I read this really interesting article about mental health, and it came from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, with the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. And it talked up, it was a really cool article about the importance of mental health. And mental health pretty much affects everything. It affects how we think, how we feel, how we act. It affects how we handle stress, how we relate to others, how we make healthy choices. It affects our ability to cope and adapt. It affects, you know, how we solve problems, our ability to be happy, productive, well-adjusted, our personal feelings about ourselves and others. And it impacts our relationships, our productivity, and it also impacts our quality of life. So mental health is so important, and that's why it's important for us to remove the stigma, because our mental health, that means the mental is healthy. It impacts everything. The mental health matters, and it's time to remove the stigma. God bless you, and Merry Christmas.
Wow, let's give a big hand for Aretha. Thank you so much.
Aretha.
God bless you, Merry Christmas.
Thank you all.
And we want to make sure that we have enough time for every segment. Welcome, Opal Charlene. Thank you for joining us. Annette Lawrence, thank you for joining us on Facebook Live. Thank you, Vea. Thank you, Jupiter Zero. And Lita, thank you guys on all platforms. And everybody is here with us. Without further ado, it's time for the sports report with Cousin B. Following that will be Regulate the Manual with Clarence and Mallon. And following that will be the commentary with none other than Professor Reams. Don't go anywhere. You don't want to miss this on the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. Either we're going to stand for something or we're going to fall for anything. But at this point of the game, we can't fall for nothing. Thank you also, Darlene Billups, and everybody out there. Please take the floor, Cousin B, all the way from Florida. Give us the sports report. Start off with Dallas and Miami. Let's give her.
I have to laugh, we needed the words of wisdom and the mental health and the laughter that you've given us this morning, because just when you think you're okay, it doesn't seem to be okay. The memories come back, and it just does a lot for you. But I thank God for our radio show, because it's nothing like being on here every Monday. Is to be with family, because it does help to know that we have something to look forward to.
Yes.
My most fond memory of 2023 is thanking God I'm not where I was this time last year.
Amen.
I have not in a hotel, but in a house with a big, huge yard. So I thank God for that.
Amen.
Amen.
Paul and I will be celebrating a whole year. I can't believe it's been a year.
Amen.
Of course, I still love and miss my daughter, Brandy, more than anything, and my sister, Brynn.
Yes,
yes. Yeah, because it was nobody like those two. I mean, everybody's special. Everybody has a part in our heart. But those two, they were like the life of the whole family. So we just thank God for them. And then I learned that one of my friends that we've done some circles over this past year, her son died December the 15th. It was one of her children. Then I didn't know who Dr. Aretha was affected by, but your sibling and your children, you can understand, you know, the older people in your life when they go, but when they're so young and they're so close to you and you grew up beside them, it's a whole different ball game. So I just wanted to thank God for our mental health, and we need to continually talk about that. So
thank you.
On a happy occasion, we'll get over to the sports, and we're going to start out with those L.A. Dodgers. They signed on superstar Japanese Yoshinobu Yamamoto, and they're going to have him in a 12-year agreement for a $325 million contract, and they're hoping that he will take you all to the World Series. So hats off to the L.A. Dodgers for this new sign-on.
Wow.
And then back in September, there was a player that died with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. His name was Mike Williams. So they came and they just now gave us why he died. He died from a bacterial sepsis after a dental procedure. So, you know, that's why sometimes we're afraid to go to the dentist. But just praying, you know, for his family. Now they know what really happened to him. And so I also want to say prayers for another friend of mine. She's like a sister. Her mom died just last week. Her mom was like a mother to us. So, yes, there's so much going on.
Yes, yes, yes.
So many people leaving our lives. So I just want to say to Vivian Van Wright and her family also, we're praying for you all. And then last Monday night, we left the Battle of the Birds, the Seahawks and the Eagles, and the Seahawks ended up defeating the Eagles 20-17. And then I'm not going to get to this week's scores. I'm going to skip over to the NBA, and we're going to look back on our Victor Wembanyama. He is the 19-year-old that's from France. He is celebrating his first Christmas in Texas, out of all places in Texas. Him and his family, his family are traveling, and they're all going to celebrate Christmas right in his new San Antonio home. It said they even purchased their first set of stockings for the holiday because in France they don't recognize using stockings as a symbol for Christmas. He also loves to read. He met up also with the 18-year-old NHL hockey player. And it's amazing because they're young. They're not even in their 20s, and they already have a career making lots of money. And for his family, this time of year is very important, and that's when they all reunite, not only them but us. And this is our second Christmas as I can remember being on the radio show, so thank God for us being able to gather here on this Christmas Day. Although it's a holiday, we still hear his family. And so they say he set out when they played San Antonio, lost to Dallas. He set out because he had a sprained ankle, but they want to just keep him, you know, as a measurement to not hurt himself worse. So he will be back. And then he was on a trip to Chicago with the Spurs, and he made number one pick, Connor Bedford. Connor Bedford is an 18-year-old. And he was considered at 13. Bedford received an exceptional status from the Hockey Canada to play junior hockey before he was even 16 years old. He became a top pick of the Western Hockey League before leaving at 18 for the National Hockey League. So Bennett now is leading the Chicago Blackhawks in points, 29 points and 12 goals and 17 assists. So hats off to our young men. And Wembanyama say he loves to read without hesitation. And as we know, that is one of the things they say is to keep our mind open so that our mind really can stay young and you know, hopefully to avoid that dreadly disease of Alzheimer's.
Amen.
So on Friday, we have some NBA scores. We have the Nuggets. They beat the Nets 122-117. Miami Heat beat the Hawks 122-113. All of these 122s in a row. Houston Rockets beat the Dallas Mavericks 122-96. This was all on Friday night. As you know, God comes in threes, and that was Friday. And so that was three games. All of them had 122, the same score. And then we had the Golden State Warriors. They beat the Washington Wizards 129-118. The Kings beat the Suns 120-105. The Bucks beat the Knicks 130-111 on Saturday. And then we had the L.A. Clippers. They lost to the Celtics 145-108. The Nuggets beat the Hornets 102-95. The Pacers beat the lost to the Magic 117-110. The Rockets beat the Pelicans 106-104. The Grizzlies beat the Hawks 125-119. And then the Nets beat the Pistons 126-115. And then the Utah Jazz, another number, 126. The Utah Jazz beat the Raptors 126-119. The Bulls lost to the Cavaliers 109-95. The Lakers beat OKC Thunder 129-120. The Spurs lost to the Mavericks 144-119. Another 126 game. The Golden State Warriors beat the Trailblazers 126-106. And then the Sacramento Kings lost to the Timberwolves 110-98. So we have the NBA on Christmas Day if you want to watch some of your favorite players. So today at 12 noon, it will be the Bucks and the Knicks, the Golden State Warriors and the Denver Nuggets, Los Angeles Lakers and the Boston Celtics, and these are all on ESPN. And then we have the 76ers and Miami Heat, Dallas Mavericks and the Phoenix Suns. And then on tomorrow, on Tuesday, it will be other games, and I'm not going to read those. I'm going to get over to our NFL.
So in
the NFL, last Tuesday night, Nat Moore, his name is Nathaniel Moore. He's a former professional football player. He's a wide receiver, and he played in the 1970s for the Miami Dolphins. And then he went on to play for the Florida Gators. Well, he has a trophy that's awarded to students right here in Miami. And so after his retirement, he still serves as a broadcaster for the Florida Gators. And he is also vice president of special projects and alumni for the Miami Dolphins. There were four players. That is only four players selected, and over 13,000 people vote on this on CBS Miami poll. They vote out of these four students who they think is the best. So Miami, Chaminade Madonna's Jeremiah Smith is the winner of the 2023 Nat Moore Trophy. And like I said, it was on last Tuesday. He's a wide receiver, and it's a college preparatory school. He is not only listed as the best in Florida, but as the best in the country. The
wow.
four students that were up for the trophy was Jordan Law, a running back at St. Thomas Aquinas High School, LaWayne McCoy, a running back at Miami Central Senior High School, Jeremiah Smith, of course, he won, and Josiah Trader. They are both wide receivers at the Charbonnet Madonna School Preparatory. And these are black young men, so hats off to them. You know, to be able to see young men that's not running around thinking that it's all about having to be like a rapper or running around with their pants hanging off their rear. So hats off to those young men. Then to our NFL tonight, well, no, today, right now as we speak, because every game is on Eastern Standard Time. The Raiders are up against the Kansas City Chiefs, 1 o'clock p.m. on CBS. Okay, Clarence, so I know you got your TV on. And then we got the New York Giants and the Philadelphia Eagles. They will play at 4:30 p.m., and they will be playing on Fox. Tonight's Monday Night Football will be the Ravens and the 49ers, and they will be on ABC and ESPN at 8:15 p.m. On last Thursday, we had the Saints and the Rams defeated the Saints 30-22 in last Thursday night's football. And then this week, we had on Saturday, we had Saturday games because we no longer would be having Monday night and Thursday night football. We had the Steelers over the Bengals 34-11. The Bills beat the Chargers 24-22. The Falcons beat the Colts on yesterday 29-10. The Seahawks came back again. The Seahawks come from behind, and they won again 20-17 over the Titans. The Vikings lost to the Lions 30-24. And the Lions, this is their first time winning the divisional title since, I think, around 1993. So hats off to the Lions. The Commanders lost to the Jets 30-28. The Packers beat the Panthers 33-30. The Texans lost to the Cleveland Browns. And I have to give it to Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco used to play for the Ravens, where Lamar Jackson is now, and he is still a great quarterback. Every pass he threw, nobody hardly missed any. So hats off to Joe Flacco and the Browns that they came back and they beat the Texans 36-22. And then the Cardinals lost to the Bears 27-16. And then the Cowboys and the Dolphins right here across the street from my home, my Dolphins gave us a Christmas present, and we won over Dallas Cowboys at home 22-20. And then last night in Sunday Night Football, the Patriots beat the Broncos 26-23. This is my sports report. Merry Christmas to everyone, and have a blessed week.
Now, we have Linda Goldie on the line, but I think she, for some reason, it dropped. We were going to do poetry in motion, but we will go on. It is 10:49 a.m. on this wonderful, beautiful Christmas day, the day that Jesus Christ was born. But without further ado, Clarence M. Allen, take the floor, regulate the manual. Go right ahead, Brother Clarence.
Yes, thank you, Pastor Eddie. Thank you to all our listeners. Thank you to the co-panelists upon the world's greatest Monday morning blog talk show. You know, for the last few years, I've been closing out with this curse that was released upon this nation and is still alive and well today. And because this letter is so graphic and cruel, I have to start modifying some of the words to make it more tender and more receivable to some, although of its cruel ugliness. But earlier we talked about the non-economic good of the horse and the slave in their wild and natural state. We talked out of the principle of breaking, tying them together for orderly production. Furthermore, we talked about paying particular attention to the female and her offspring for orderly future planning. Then more recently, we stated that by reversing the positions of the male and female slaves, we created an orbiting cycle that turns on its own axis forever unless a phenomenon occurs and reshifts the position of the male and female slaves. Our experts warned us about the possibility of this phenomenon occurring, for they said that the mind has a strong drive to correct and recorrect itself over a period of time if it can touch some substantial original historical base. And they advise us that the best way to deal with the phenomenon is to shave off the slave's mental history and create a multiplicity of phenomenon of illusions so that each illusion will twirl in its own orbit, something similar to floating balls in a vacuum. This creation of multiplicity of phenomenon illusions entails the principle of crossbreeding the slave and the horse, as we stated above, the purpose of which is to create a diversified division of labor, thereby creating different levels of labor and different values of illusions at each connecting level of labor, the results of which is the severance of the points of the original beginnings for each fear illusion. Since we feel that the subject matter may get more complicated as we proceed in laying down our economic planning concerning the purpose, reason, and effect of crossbreeding the horse and the slaves, we shall lay down the following definition terms for future generation. And I really encourage everyone to study this letter. I'm going to conclude this letter here. But you can Google up Willie Lynch if they haven't taken it off the internet, or you may be able to go to your library, local library, and find this information. But when you read this, study this information, understand that knowing in the early 1700s that slaves were rebelling, they were burning crop, killing cattle, they were escaping, if I didn't say that, and when they were caught for those crimes, they were being hung up on a tree. And so they were losing that free labor, and you had to go to the slave auction and buy a new slave, and it was costly. So in order for them to save money, they sent for this guy to come here. And understand that these were Christian slave owners. They were slave captors. We have to understand this. And as you read this letter, related to the experiences and the education that you have learned and seen in this life, and you may visualize that how it has become powerful to today and even in future use. So I want to thank everyone for being patient with me, with reading this letter, understanding this letter. I apologize to anyone who it may have infected in a negative way. It's not for that. This is for educational purpose only, because if we don't know history, the same trick that was done years ago can be applied to today. And if you don't know what happened yesterday, you may be duped by what's happening today and even tomorrow without being, you know, understanding of how it's being applied. So thank you, everyone. Have a marvelous Christmas. Have a valuable new year. Regulate your way through everything you do. And in that, everything will come up on greatly to you. So thank you, Pastor Eddie. Thank you to the panelists. Thank you to all our wonderful listeners throughout this nation, state, and even around the world. God bless you all. Have a wonderful new year coming into 2024.
All right, let's give a hand for Clarence and Allen. Thank you. Hey, Brother Clarence.
Love you, Clarence. Merry Christmas.
It's 10:54 a.m. We have just enough time left. I want to send a shout-out to one of my Dorsey alumni, Brother Johnny Wilkes. Thank you for joining us, Brother Wilkes. We appreciate you. He was a phenomenal basketball player and still is, I'm sure. But it's time for the most informative part of the show. Every part is informative. Every segment is important. I take nothing away from anybody, but at this time, with the commentary, Professor Reams, please take the floor. Give us the commentary.
Thank you, Pastor Jones. And thank you to everyone who has been on the show. One thing that we want to do is just say thank God for everything that we do, whatever we see, for what we experience overall. And it's this forum that allows us, through the genius of Pastor Jones, to be able to focus those things so that when you're thinking about the world, let's think about this from this point. There are about 330 million people in this country alone, in a world with about 8 billion people. Everything and anything that's going on that's imaginable, and it oftentimes is too large and too big, sometimes to even imagine, along with the universe and all these other things that are going on. But the one thing that we can do is bring it down so that it is understandable, but also it helps you to reflect on the good things that are going on. And so let's go with each of our co-producers and co-hosts have said. Now, one thing that Talana brought up in her discussion was our perspective. And the best thing that we can do when we are around in the Christmas season, Christmas allows us to change our perspective because it moves from selfishness, because we all have to have our own needs, to selflessness because we're now giving gifts. And it also reminds us of the giving and the gift that was given by God, His Son, but also the giving that God's grace and mercy and also the graciousness that we have has been provided to us. So one thing that we do on this show is try to provide a wonderful perspective that will help to adjust your perspective and that you have a chance to listen to. When we move to Cousin V, she reminds us of all the achievements that are going on in sports and all over. And that is one way to show the activities, the strength, the weaknesses, but also the teamwork. And just listening to your favorite teams and what they go through reminds us of how connected we are in the whole process. When we move to Dr. Aretha, mental health is part of our journey together, and it's very important, and it provides us with our ability to think about that perspective. So when we are thinking about the survivalist issues that are going on with the doomsday preppers and with what the billionaires are doing, that's a perspective that shows that things are going on. Now, of course, your reaction is this really going on? Why are they doing this? What can we do? Why are they doing this? And it comes down to the issue of fear. One thing about it that the preppers and the billionaires have is the money. But it also shows that in doing what they need to do, it's a, let's hope that they also have an understanding of how the good Lord works. Because regardless of what we do, how we do it, we are still under His control. And when we took up the mantle of working and journeying with God, then these things of issues, even the book of Revelations of rumors of this or issues that are cropping up or the problems that we're dealing with, is part of the living journey that we're having with the Lord. So if these things are happening, then they're happening. The best that you can do is come back to yourself, look at what you're doing, and as that Pastor Jones says, be ready because you don't have to get ready if you're ready, and that's by taking all the precautions that you can. So in doing so, you've met the Lord halfway. Now He's going to bring in with interest what He has, because you're still going to be, regardless of what the issue is or what the disaster is, still following in the journey where the good Lord placed you. And the one thing that we have to remember is that He doesn't make mistakes. He's placed us in a situation where we are the best and brightest and the one that He's placed in that situation because He knows that we will get the job done in our journey with Him. So when we get to the regulator, Pastor Clarence, our prophet, thinking about the wilderness minimum and all the issues that have gone on reminds us of where we've been, what has been done, and how when you think about today, in 2023, where we are today from that day, that's another praise the Lord, because we've come so far and so fast and so quickly in light of that, where the powers that be would want us to stay in that condition, where we're conditioned and controlled, but to be reminded that even during that time, there was rebellion, there was fighting, there was things that we did to resist because we knew better, and innately we knew that God wanted things, better things for us, as our journey with him was consistently moving forward. So when we get to the end and we have this opportunity to just sit back and relax, take this time to just pray, reflect. Think of all the good things that have happened for this year. Think of all the things that you are thankful for. And then just enjoy the day when you and family or friends or even the loved ones that are thinking of you just have a chance to thank him, because he is with us. He will never leave us. And we and he are in this journey together. There's nothing and nobody that can take away that, whether it's a billionaire or the government or the politics or what are the issues of the day. The God that we serve will be there for us. And with that, I yield back to you, Pastor Jones.
Let's give a big hand for Professor Reams. All right. Yes. Amazing. Now, don't go anywhere. We're going over just a little bit because we have none other than all the way from Oregon, poetry, Linda Goldie. Linda Goldie, welcome to the show. How are you, Linda? Merry Christmas.
Oh, I'm just getting ready for my family to come. My daughter and my granddaughter are visiting, and it's been a busy time.
Amen. I know that you have some poetry you want to share with us, so we're going over so that we can hear your poetry. Without further ado, for those who might not have heard it, everybody say hi to Linda Goldie. Everybody shout her out.
Hi, Linda.
Hello, Linda.
Hi, everybody. Sorry, I'm late.
Love you.
All right. Yeah. Here we go. Just trying to survive like everyone who's still alive on Earth. No matter what your rank or birth, the great and small have equal worth to God, who never made a one of us as flawed as we might see, and Jesus was the sacrifice he made for you and me to be with him forever. That's
wow,
it.
Let's give her a big hand. Let's give Linda a big hand. Thank you, Linda, that was really nice.
All right, Miss Linda.
Yeah, that was short and to the point, but it was very, very memorable. Really quick, I just want to go to everybody. Just take a sound bite. Just tell us what you are going to do, what you're grateful for this Christmas day. So I'm going to start off with Talana. Talana, what are you grateful for on this Christmas day? Really quick.
I can say that we're still here.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Love to everybody.
Amen. Praise
Merry
God.
Christmas.
Merry Christmas. I want to go to Aretha Adams Jones. Aretha Adams Jones, what are you grateful for this Christmas? Go right ahead.
I'm grateful for Jesus Christ, and I'm grateful for soundness of mind. Thank you.
Amen. Praise God. Linda Goldie, what are you grateful for this year, Linda Goldie, for this Christmas?
Well, I'm grateful for my daughter and my granddaughter visiting and that they went to church with me yesterday. So,
amen. What are their names?
Heidi and Kira. Kira is the granddaughter, and Heidi's my daughter.
All right. Let's say hello to them. Send them a shout-out from the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. And we're so honored that you guys are listening right now. Without further ado, Clarence and Alan, what are you grateful for this Christmas? Go right ahead, Brother Clarence.
I'm grateful that a child was born and turns out to be that is the greatest birthday of the history of mankind. And if it wasn't for the child to be born, we wouldn't be celebrating today as it is today. So I'm grateful for the birth of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Cousin V, really quick, tell us what you're grateful for this Christmas.
As they say, thank Jesus is the reason for the season, but most of all, thank him for family and for not being where I was this time last year.
Amen, amen. Vera said, she's Vera Jones, a.k.a. Dr. Granny B, said she's grateful to be alive and present with God, family, and friends. And last but not least, Professor Reams, tell us, what are you grateful for this Christmas? Go right ahead.
First, I'm grateful for God's presence, God's gift to us, His Son, but also to our family and all of our extended families, just for being here, being able to listen and talk and just enjoy how we work well together and just everyone's journey as we work to be better. So I yield back to you, Pastor Jones.
Amen, amen. I want to send a big shout out to everybody out there listening. Thank you so much for joining us. I want to send a big shout out to my wife. I love you, and Merry Christmas to you, and to everybody on the show, Merry Christmas to you. There's three things that I always say, but before I say it, first of all, I want to thank Cousin B for the sports report. I want to thank Clarence and Malin for Regulate the Manual and the Haunted Soul Brother. I want to thank Professor Reams for the commentary on social justice. I want to thank Talana Jones, my daughter, for words of wisdom. I want to thank Vera Jones, a.k.a. Dr. Granny B, for Health and Wellness by Vera. I want to thank Dr. Aretha Adams-Jones for Mental Health and You. And, of course, our co-host Linda Goldie with Poetry in Motion. I want to thank everybody because I don't want to leave out Stephen Bingley and all the other co-hosts and co-producers who have been on our show over the years. But we will be here on Monday, the good Lord say so. We'll be here on New Year's Day, and oh boy, will we have a show for you. Please remember never to forget we're all family, and we'll all be here together. Three things I want to tell you that I always say. First of all, remember, well, this is not the three things. This is one thing for today. If you're going through something, remember laughter. Laughter. Remember laughter. Okay. And don't forget to, you know, go to one of your family members today and give them a big hug and a big kiss. All right. And don't forget, you know, just if you feel like dancing today, you want to dance, get out there and do it. You're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. Stay away from gunfire. Stay away. Stay away from gunfire. Okay. And then don't forget to, again, have a big laugh. Okay, so we're just having a little fun before we close out. Here's the three things. Number one, the only limit in life is the one that you put on yourself, so let there be no limits. The only limit in life that you put on yourself, just don't let there be any limits, okay? The only limit in life is the one you put on yourself, so let there be no limits. You can do it. With God, all things are possible. Number two, the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. And number three. Hey, Gina, how are you? God bless you. Merry Christmas, Gina. Don't let nothing and nobody steal your joy. I want to, you know, just tell you that, and I want you to take that with you. And I want you to, hallelujah, praise God. I want you to remember, before we go, I want you to remember Langston Hughes. Langston Hughes died in 1967. Among his most well-known works are The Weary Blues, a 1926 collection of poetry, The Ways of White Folks, and 1934 a collection of short stories, The Big Sea, an autobiography of his early life, published in 1940, and the 1956 pictorial history of a Negro in America. This week, we want to remember, never to forget, the great poet, Mr. Langston Hughes. God bless you. I'll see you guys next Monday. And what a show we have for you next Monday. God bless you. God keep you. God bless you and protect you on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. Merry Christmas. Everybody say Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Loud and clear.
Merry Christmas.
Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
All right, y'all. Peace. Peace. God bless y'all.